RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listener, welcome back to our English program over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news followed by news across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Listener, welcome back to the news. Here is the news for the headline. The Central Bank, Bank Indonesia, says Indonesia's surreal economy lags behind. Sitol becomes determinant of the final price of the product. Now the news in detail. Central Bank of Indonesia, Bank Indonesia Deputy Governor Perry Warjio said that Indonesia's surreal economy lags far behind other countries, even behind several countries in Europe. Perry said in Makassar recently as he attended Syariah Economy Festival that Syariah economy development in lags far behind other countries, not only from Islamic countries such as Malaysia, Saudi Arabia, Dubai and United Arab Emirates, but also from non-Islamic countries that even have developed closer tourism economy. The non-Islamic countries he continued include Thailand, Korea, and even Japan. This is ironic considering that Indonesia holds the highest Muslim population in the world. He said that the high numbers make Indonesia a great market for halal food and numerous Syariah products. Economy integrity through strengthening the connectivity of inter-island and international domestic is an opportunity for Indonesian development. Effective and efficient connectivity can be achieved in the competitiveness and inclusivity of maritime transportation sector on the framework of the national logistics system can be realized. It was said by a researcher of the Economy Research Center, the Indonesian Institute of Sciences or LIPI, Pangky Trifebiansyah, at media briefing on how the effectiveness of Sitol at the LIPI Media Center in Jakarta recently. He said economy infrastructure plays an important role of influencing operational costs, service quality and fastness, which also determines transportation costs. Pangky gave an example that the expensive transportation costs can influence the selling price of main product such as in Papua.
Nilai efektif atau konkretnya efektivitas itu bisa dilihat nanti di teman-teman dari harga price-nya. Kita konversi ke harga kilo.
The effective concrete value can be seen from the price. We convert the effectivity of price of 7 kilograms rice in Papua. They should consume additional 7 kilograms rice, but they cannot take it because of the higher price and the effect of price disparity. The same situation in other commodities such as egg and cooking oil. There is also a converted price. We found that there's still minus 7 kilograms.
Itulah efektivitasnya kalau bagaimana. Karena itu kan target. Ketika kita ukur, ternyata masih ada minus 7 kilo.
Moreover, Pangky Trifebiansyah said that Sitol concept made by Indonesian government is expected to reach remote areas from Sabang until Merauke and from Miangas Island until Rote Island. According to him, the concept is also aimed to get cheaper transportation costs so that the price of main staple food in Papua is the same with other regions. Indonesian Research, Technology and Higher Education Minister Muhammad Nasir said that university students who are proven to be anti-Pancasila would be given strict sanction, including being expelled from their universities. Nasir said in Medan, North Sumatra on Saturday, August 26, that this is a strict sanction to be imposed to students who do not respect Pancasila, the state ideology. As a university student, the minister said that practicing radicalism, let alone doing things against Pancasila, shows a bad character. He said for those university students who think and act like that, they do not deserve to be at campuses. In addition, the minister said that university students must have a high self-discipline and respect the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia. He also noted that the rectors of universities play an important role to educate their students so as not to practice radicalism that can endanger the state. Nasir also warned rectors to take firm actions against university students who do not respect Pancasila. Nahdlatul Ulama Executive Council Chairman Said Akil Siraj said that neutrality will be maintained on two of the council's cadres who will stand for East Java regional election in 2018. He said in Surabaya, East Java on Saturday, August 26, that both personally and Nahdlatul Ulama Chairman will maintain neutrality. The statement was directed at two Nahdlatul Ulama cadres who have declared to stand as candidates in the election, namely Saifullah Yusuf and Kofifa Indar Parawansa. Saifullah Yusuf currently serves as East Java Deputy Governor and as one of leaders in PBNU. Meanwhile, Kofifa Indar Parawansa serves as Social Affairs Minister and a leader of one of Nahdlatul Ulama's women organization. Saifullah Yusuf has been officially declared by National Awakening Party as a governor candidate. On the other hand, Kofifa has declared her willingness to stand as a candidate, but she is still consolidating with a number of parties support her in the election. Said Akil Siraj claims that neutrality will strictly be maintained by members of Nahdlatul Ulama and Nahdlatul Ulama Autonomous Party. The last item, Chairman of the Indonesian People's Consultative Assembly or MPR Zulkifli Hasan reminded all circles of society that the values of Pancasila should be applied in daily life and not just a slogan. This was conveyed by Zulkifli Hasan when delivering a speech at the alumni gathering event and a panel discussion of Economy Faculty of Krishna Dwipayana University or UNKRIS in Jakarta on Saturday, according to press release received by Antara in Jakarta. The MPR chairman said that Pancasila has been agreed as mutual commitment. Therefore, Pancasila should be a behavior in a daily life of the people. Meanwhile, related to life on campus, the MPR chairman hoped the university as one of places the scholars can prepare the superior human resources who can compete up to the global level. Attending the event were UNKRIS Rector Dr. Abdul Rifai, chairman of the Alumni Association of Economy Faculty of UNKRIS Dr. Mahmudin Yasin and the academicians of the Economy Faculty of Krishna Dwipayana University. Listener, that was the news. Listener, welcome to the weekly segment of news across the country, which keeps you from various stories in some Indonesian regions during a week. The first story comes from Nunukan, North Kalimantan. The regional government of Nunukan, North Kalimantan said that Sebatik Tawau Island in Malaysia sea transport route will be immediately opened following the visit of JKK Susek Malindo Negeri Sabah. Secretary of Nunukan Regency Tommy Harun, who attended the meeting in Sei Nyamuk East Sebatik Sub-District, said on Tuesday that all the requirements and licenses set by the Malaysian government have been fulfilled so that there will be no obstacles. At a meeting with JKK Susek Malindo Negeri Sabah Malaysia, Nunukan Regional Government explained the condition of speedboat or tasbara that will navigate Sebatik Island to Tawau and vice versa. The tasbara, which became the official boat of the National Border Measurement Agency in 2016, is expected to immediately operate to serve the inter-country sailing. However, Tommy Harun expected the central government immediately coordinated with Malaysian government to realize the shipping from Sebatik Island to Tawau vice versa. He also hoped the opening shipment route of Sebatik Island and Tawau will be able to suppress legal violation actions which often occurred through the shipping lane, such as drugs and alcoholic drinks smuggling. The next story comes from Tangerang, Banten. Head of Tangerang City Tourism Resort Ridallah in Tangerang Tuesday said the newly launched e-solution application will boost the number of tourists coming to Tangerang City. According to Rizal, eLeisure is a new application of Tangerang City, which has been integrated in the Tangerang Life Map application, which is home to various applications owned by Tangerang Municipal Government. He said eLeisure is an application of tourism information services in the Tangerang. It contains tourism information such as attractions, culinary and entertainment. It also contains information on existing facilities in the city of Tangerang, including mosque, bank, station, terminal and travel agencies. Meanwhile, Head of Culture and Tourism Rina Hernaningsih said that e-solution application can be a guide for tourists who come to Tangerang City to get more easily exploring various tourism potential in Tangerang, complete with additional required information. The last information comes from Sangihe, North Sulawesi. Commander of Tahuna Navy Base, Colonel Setio Widodo in Tahuna, said that his side will immediately build pier in Sangihe Islands Regency. Setio Widodo also said that the building of Navy Pier in Tahuna is badly needed, since so far the Indonesian Navy warship used the Silver Pier when docked to the island. Setio Widodo moreover said that the construction plan of the dock has been supported by the Sangihe Regional Government with preparing the land. The land is located on the southern part Sangihe Islands. Listener, that was weekly news from News Across the Country.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's start with August 27, 1939, the first jet aircraft flown. Heinkel He-178 is the first aircraft in the world to fly with a turbojet engine. The flight was made by the German company Heinkel under the director of Ernst Heinkel, who developed a high-speed flight technology. The aircraft first flew on August 27, 1939, piloted by Erich Warsitz. Earlier in 1936, a young engineer named Hans von Ohain had obtained a patent for the use of a gas turbine as a jet propulsion tool. Next is August 27, 1991, Declaration of Moldovan Independence. The Republic of Moldova is a country located between Romania and Ukraine in Eastern Europe. In the time of the Russian Empire, the region was better known as Bessarabia. After the Russian Revolution of 1917, the Democratic Republic of Moldavia was proclaimed. Furthermore, this republic united with Great Britain in 1918. On June 28, 1940, during World War II, Romania got an ultimatum from the Soviet Union. Romania was forced to surrender Bessarabia and northern Bukovina to the Soviets to avoid war. By the Soviets, the territory was then divided between the Soviet Socialist Republic of Ukraine and the Soviet Republican Socialist Republic of Moldova. In 1991, the Soviet Union collapsed and Moldova declared its independence on August 27, 1991. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Spotlight. Today it's on Government Sets the Limit of Highest Rice Retail Price. In an effort to maintain public purchasing power and control the inflation rate, the government through the Minister of Trade determines the highest retail price for medium and premium quality rice commodities, which will come into effect on September 1, 2017. Trade Minister Enggar Tias Tolukita said that determination of the highest retail price of medium and premium quality rice has been agreed by the national rice business actors and regulated in the Minister of Trade Regulation. It is currently in the process of enactment in the Ministry of Justice and Human Rights. The highest retail price of medium quality rice for Jawa, Lampung, South Sumatra, Bali, West Nusa Tenggara and Sulawesi is set at 9,450 rupiahs per kilogram and 12,800 rupiahs for premium type. This was said by the Minister of Trade in a press conference at the office of the Ministry of Commerce in Jakarta on Thursday, August the 24th afternoon. While for the region of Sumatra, not including Lampung and South Sumatra, East Nusa Tenggara and Kalimantan, for medium quality rice is 9,950 rupiahs and premium at 13,300 rupiahs per kilogram. While for Maluku, including North Maluku and Papua, the highest retail price of medium quality rice is 10,250 rupiahs per kilogram and 13,600 rupiahs for premium rice. He explained that his party has classified three types of rice for now, which will be regulated through the Minister of Agriculture Regulation. The first group is medium type of rice that has a minimum degree of at least 95% maximum water content of 14%, a maximum broken grain 25%. The medium quality rice can take the form of bulk or packaging and must include a medium label with the highest retail price on the packaging. Premium rice is packaged and must include premium labels and highest retail price. In addition, special rice will be arranged and set by the Ministry of Agriculture. Specific rice includes Thai Home Mali, Japonica, Basmati, glutinous rice, organic rice, and IG certificate rice. Meanwhile, in response to the government's decision, the chairman of the Rice Milling Association and Indonesian Rice Entrepreneurs, Sutarto Alimuso, said that he will soon inform it to members of the association in all parts of Indonesia. Meanwhile, Secretary General of the Association of Indonesian Retail Entrepreneurs, Solihin, expressed his support for the government program that aims to maintain public purchasing power. That was the end of Spotlight over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener, welcome to the news in brief. Central Bank, Bank Indonesia Deputy Governor Perry Warjio said that Indonesia's Syria economy lags far behind other countries, even behind several countries in Europe. Cetol becomes determinant of final price of the product. Indonesian Research, Technology and Higher Education Minister Muhammad Nasir said that university students who are proven to be anti-Pancasila would be given strict sanction, including being expelled from their universities. Nahdlatul Ulama Executive Council Chairman Said Akil Siraj said that neutrality will be maintained on two of the council's cadres who will stand for East Java regional election in 2018. Chairman of the Indonesian People's Consultative Assembly or MPR Zulkifli Hasan reminded all circles of society that the values of Pancasila should be applied in daily life and not just a slogan. Listener, that was the news in brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service with Indonesian Wonder. Today we will introduce you to culinary from Pekalongan, namely Sego Megono. So stay tuned in to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In addition to shortwave, you can also listen to this program via www.voi.co.id. Pekalongan is one of the places of interest in Central Java province. The city not only keeps high culture with its batik cloth, hence the name Batik Town, but also has culinary culture of village which presents in the food modern time. One of the famous and very delicious culinary of Pekalongan is Sego Megono. Sego means rice, Megono is vegetable, so Sego Megono is rice with vegetable. When you visit Pekalongan, try to taste this special culinary. Sego Megono ingredients derived from finely chopped young jackfruit and then served with spicy and savory urap or salad. Usually, it is served also with the sambal tauco and trik tempe or tempe cooked in coconut milk. Or tempe mendoan, which is thinly sliced tempe fried using batter. And don't forget also to order black tea served in a clay pot added with crystal sugar as sweetener. Sego Megono is usually eaten in the morning for breakfast and without using a plate but on a pincho. This is a kind of plate made of banana leaves. Along with the development of time, people of Pekalongan often combine the Sego Megono with fish and meat so it becomes more delicious and nutritious. Sego Megono has become traditional food for generation and is very easy to find in remote Pekalongan, especially from Batang Regency to Pemalang Regency, because along the way you will easily find stalls that sell nasi Megono or Megono rice. Well, that was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, introducing special culinary from Pekalongan named Sego Megono or Megono vegetable rice. We meet again tomorrow with the same program. I'm Anatri Jayakasih.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Meet again with me, Andika. Today's edition, we will inform you about Indonesia Fish Cooking Competition. Indonesia is an archipelagic country and has huge sea territory. Nevertheless, the fish consumption of Indonesia is still relatively low. Therefore, the Ministry of State Secretary, Health, Maritime Affairs and Fisheries, Tourism and Presidential Staff Office held audition and roadshow for Indonesia Fish Cooking Competition team menuju Istana, or in English, towards the Palace. The event is also in the series of events to celebrate 72nd anniversary of Indonesia Independence Day. It was held from 3 July to 2nd August 2017 in 5 cities, namely Batam, Gorontalo, Biak, Papua, Jakarta, and Pontianak. Head of Presidential Staff, Teten Mas Duki, said that this event was a collaboration with Femina Group and was part of the Indonesian government's efforts to encourage Indonesians to consume protein from fish, as well as the Gerakan Masyarakat Hidup Sehat or Healthy Lifestyle Movement program. The government is encouraging people to consume fish because it is rich of protein and easily to get. Teten Mas Duki added that the government is also targeting the Indonesian fish consumption rate increase by 54 kilograms per year in 2019. Nowadays, the fish consumption rate is relatively low, only 41 kilograms per capita per year. Although there is an increase compared to the previous years, the rate is still quite low in comparison to Malaysia, that reaches 70 kg per capita per year, and Singapore, which is 80 kg per capita per year. Whereas 70% of Indonesia's territory is water that has lots of fish. Of 5 cities following the contest, there were 10 best chefs that have been chosen to process fish into delicious and nutritious dish. They are Abdul Kadir of Pontianak, Anita Atu of Gorontalo, Endang SN of Batam, Matilda F. Marien of Biak Numfor Papua, Narti Buo of Gorontalo, Non Lahibu of Gorontalo, Ruben Jeremia of Jakarta, Sri Ekowati of Batam, Sri Sudaryani of Batam, and Shamsuddin of Pontianak. The 10 finalists had served unique fish dishes that have characteristic and taste from their own city. The finalists then competed for a final audition in an event called Taste of Indonesia on August 11 to 13, 2017 in Lippo Mall Kemang, Jakarta. The winner of the contest will gain privilege to cook and serve a special dish to Indonesian President Joko Widodo, in conjunction with the celebration of 17 August 2017 in Presidential Palace. Secretary General of Ministry of Marine and Fisheries Rifki Effendi Haryanto said that the Indonesian fishery community warmly welcomed the competition. According to him, it is a concrete effort to encourage Indonesian people to prefer local products. Meanwhile, Deputy of Indonesian Tourism Development and Marketing of Ministry of Tourism, ST Reko Asuti, stated that the Ministry of Tourism fully supported this competition, because it was in line with the Ministry of Tourism's priority to spotlight culinary and Indonesian tourism. According to her, the ministry keeps promoting Indonesian fish, especially through culinary tourism approaching. Well, so that was Mr. Lee for today's edition. We will see you again with another interesting topic. Bye!
Again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we will also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Ms. Karobi Hazarika from India. She was listening to our broadcast in English program on August 14, 2017 at 13:32 hours UTC through frequency of 9525 kHz with the simple 44343. In her email, Ms. Karobi Hazarika said that she really enjoyed listening to our program. She listened to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, where we teach how to speak Indonesia easily and correctly. According to her, the segment is very useful for everyone. The teaching method is different and easy to understand for everyone. Hello, Ms. Karobi Hazarika. Thank you for your compliment to our broadcast. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a segment in which we introduce Indonesian language word by word assembled into sentences. This segment is hoped to be able to help our listeners who want to learn Indonesian language. As your request, we will send our key SL card to your home immediately. So, Ms. Karobi Hazarika, keep listening to our broadcast. We are looking forward to receiving your next email and reception report. Special for you, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Bukanlah lelaki yang kau impikan.
Listener, now we will replay a letter from Francisco Camarata Scalisi in Venezuela. In his email, Mr. Francisco Camarata Scalisi told that he listened to our broadcast in Spanish program with his niece. Hello, Mr. Francisco Camarata Scalisi. Thank you for monitoring our radio. How is your niece? Is she listening to our broadcast now? Unfortunately, you do not include her name, so we cannot mention her name here. But please don't worry. Your email has been forwarded to Spanish section, and we ask them to send you our QSL card as soon as possible. Please be patient to wait for it. Well, Mr. Francisco Camarata Salicit, keep listening to our broadcast, and please do not forget to send your reception report. Thank you.
Sedalam samudra tak aku selami, setinggi langit di angkasa telah ku arungi. Sepanjang kehidupanku aku mencari sebentuk kelembutan hati cinta sejati.
You are still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to replay a comment from Reinhard Sumon in Germany. He was listening to a broadcast in German program through frequency of 9525 kHz on August 3, 2017 at 18 to 19 UTC, and the symbol was 234222. Hello, Mr. Reinhard Sumon. Thank you very much for your email and reception report, which is very detailed. We have delivered your email to Deutsch section. As your request, Deutsch section will send you our QSL card to your address as soon as possible, and please be patient to wait for it. Thank you. So please keep listening to our broadcast and sending your report. For you, listener, wherever you are, we will play a beautiful song.
Kebahagiaan bersama dirimu, aku merasa berarti. Sanggupkah dirimu untuk bertahan hingga waktu tak berjalan? Mencintaiku walau bintangku tak terang. Cintailahku sepenuh hati, sesungguhnya aku tak ingin kau pergi. Takkan mampu ku hadapi dunia ini. Bila kau tinggalkanku, tetaplah di sini, saling memiliki selama-lamanya. Cinta saat ku jatuh nanti, menangis sepi, menangis sepi. Cintailahku sepenuh hati, sesungguhnya aku tak ingin kau pergi. Cintailahku sepenuh hati, oh, 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 oh. Tak ingin kau pergi, tak
Listener, before we sign off our listeners' mailbag segment, we want to replay an email from Andrew Kuznetsov in Latvia. He was listening to our broadcast in German program at 18 hours to 18:26 hours UTC on July 14, 2017 with Simple 34333. Hello, Mr. Andrew Kuznetsov. Thank you for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. We are glad to receive your email because you do not only monitor in English program, but also other languages such as Spanish and German. And also thank you for reception report in detail. Hopefully you will always tune in Voice of Indonesia. We are looking forward to receiving your next email, including your reception report. Thank you. Well, listener, actually we have received many emails, but unfortunately we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please do not hesitate to send us your letter to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi.english@gmail.com, voi.english@gmail.com, or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter at VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Alika, thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag.
Kupejamkan mata ini, mencoba untuk melupakan segala kenangan indah tentang dirimu, tentang mimpiku. Semakin aku mencoba, bayangmu semakin nyata, berasuk hingga ke jiwa. Tuhan tolong
entah di mana dirimu berada.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Suka selalu saja kau sebut-sebut namanya saat kita bicara.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
rasa berarti. Sanggupkah dirimu untuk bertahan hingga waktu tak berjalan? Mencintaiku walau bintangku tak terang. Cintailahku sepenuh hati sesungguhnya. Aku tak ingin kau pergi, takkan mampu ku hadapi dunia ini. Bila kau tinggalkanku, tetaplah di sini, saling memiliki selama-lamanya. Cinta
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.